Welcome to Gorgeous Entertainment on Radio Gorgeous. I'm here with Setsuko Ono at the Daiwa Anglo-Japanese Foundation. Setsuko Ono, along with her siblings, the oldest of which is Yoko Ono, grew up and was educated in Japan, Europe, and the United States. Following in her father's footsteps, she worked for the World Bank while also studying art formally. She started exhibiting once she retired in 2003, and her first exhibition was at the Havana Biennale. Her current exhibition is at the Daiwa Anglo-Japanese Foundation from February 15th until March 9th, and then at Asia House London from March 12th through the 23rd. Could you tell us, Setsuko Ono, how you came to exhibit in Havana?
Oh, I started as a hobby while working at the World Bank. And I didn't think I will become professional. But once I saw that I was going to retire in about a month, I saw a newspaper article on Havana Biennale. And my husband has been writing a lot on Cuban foreign policy and U.S. foreign policy and has been going to Cuba a lot. So I said, oh, please take my portfolio and ask them if they would not like to exhibit my work there. And that's how it happened.
Fantastic. And your work is permanently, some of your work is permanently
Yes. In
Havana.
Yes.
And you
well, it was a public sculpture, so yeah.
Yeah. And you met Fidel Castro.
Yes.
And despite working and living in America, you are a very international woman and interested in politics. And so I think it's probably easier for you to feel, oh, yes, I have a place in Havana. You know, my perspective, my work has, you know, can sit in Havana.
Yes, I really liked Cuba. And so I feel really honored that they have exhibited 6 sculptures and then place them in very nice places.
Fantastic.
Install them, yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit now about the works on show here? There's very different work. There's sculptures, one in wood. Some of your sculptures are in steel. There's paintings and collages on charcoal and wood and acrylics. I want to talk about your sculptures and how it seems to me that perception is a big theme for you. How perceptions change depending on where you are. And a lot of the steel sculptures are reflective as well. They're very inviting and intriguing, but change as we move around them. Talk to me a little bit about those.
Well, I don't have a lot of interpretation to my work. When I want to work, when I want to make sculptures, I don't have a plan ahead of time. I don't have a design. And I just go to steel sheets. I start drawing. As I draw, I knew I will cut how I will cut it. As I cut, I know how I will weld it and bend it. So it's just a evolution of chances, happenstance, and the emotion of that moment. So I think you have made a very nice interpretation of my work, but and maybe I will tell everybody like that from now on, but I myself do not have any interpretation of my works.
I think building on what you just said, looking at victory it seems that that form emerged out of what there was in the wood. It was a beautiful piece of apple wood that Victory is emerging from. But again, as a perception, maybe it's deceptive.
Well, the reason why I finally chose steel and focused on steel is because actually stones and wood, they have their own characteristics, and it's like a conversation between me and the wood. So I have to be very careful what they're saying to try to come up with something. And that piece was exceptional in the sense that someone gave me a piece of wood that they picked up in a park or in the woods, and I thought it was a beautiful piece. And after I finished my work, I didn't think I could do better. So then I was very free to focus on steel. Mm-hmm. And in steel, you have much more control.
Yes, as opposed to the stone or the wood sort of dictating, you get to dictate the conversation
exactly.
A bit more with steel. Yes. Can we move on to your paintings now? Because they're obviously much more figurative and much more it seems there is more of a message in a lot of your paintings. One is called Aleppo. Talk to me a bit about your paintings.
Well, these are only small part of my paintings. And actually, I was completely dependent on someone who agreed to curate my exhibits. Chris Barlow, who is the head of Parallax Art, International Art Fair. And he chose everything. So it's true that some are very political. And in paintings that are political, it's something that I feel very strong about certain injustices in the world. And that's how my painting was born.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they're very, very strong images. Some of them are darker, but there's also a really beautiful use of color that comes through them as well. And again, like the perception, as well as the anger and indictment that I do see hope coming through those paintings.
I'm glad, yes.
Yeah. But tell me about the Monsters of Civilization series. I'm very intrigued by those paintings. And they seem to me sort of like a dark omnibus. That could be any of us.
Well, what happened was when I finished painting the Resistance to Overwhelming Force, the scroll, and then I had painted also single paintings of For Our Beautiful World and another painting of Palestine. Of course, I was immersed in this story of civil war in Spain, Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, and Palestine. And suddenly I felt real anger. And I decided that there are monsters in the world who are making these horrible events possible. So first of all, I thought it's not worthy to take canvas, just take simple paper. And I just painted them as I felt.
Mm-hmm. And they are monsters in human form. And I think one of the things that arose for me from your work, and just in this, as you say, curated collection of your work and how it is displayed here, is that, you know, we do need to be vigilant, because those monsters in human form can emerge from any of us. So
you're absolutely right, yeah.
Yes, we must take care. Setsuko Ono, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And again, the information about the exhibit is from February 15th to March 9th at the Daiwa Anglo-Japanese Foundation, and also at Asia House London from March 12th to 23rd. And for more fascinating women, please go to Radio Gorgeous at www.radiogorgeous.com.